Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, March 11th, 2024. Mail theft will always be a problem in rural areas, but with many of the Morongo Basin's post offices getting hit with burglaries in the last few months, most recently Joshua Tree's post office, which was the victim of a burglary last week, online news editor Robert Hayden takes a look at a couple free services that can help you keep better track of what's supposed to be hitting your mailbox.
There's nothing worse than expecting a package or letter that just doesn't seem to arrive. Postal carriers do their best to get letters to your mailbox, but once the mail hits your box, it's susceptible to anyone swinging by and grabbing your mail, something everyone in the high desert has probably been a victim of one time or another. If you're further out in the desert or just don't collect your mail that often, a P.O. box is most people's solution to making sure your mail arrives safely. However, some recent burglaries at the Joshua Tree, Landers, and Pioneertown post offices mean that some mail may be going missing even before it hits your box. If you have access to the internet, check out the post office's Informed Delivery Service. It's free and will let you know what mail you can expect to receive each day of the week, either through email or the post service's website. Alongside their Informed Delivery Service is a super easy mail hold feature that lets you pause your mail service if you're out of town, and then the accumulated mail will be held for you at the post office or delivered on your next service day. Both features are free and only require a USPS.com account and verification of your address. You can get links to both of these services at our website, Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
Everybody appreciates a well-executed event, but how to make that happen? The city of 29 Palms is hosting a workshop this week focusing on that very question. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Details, details, details. Essentially, this is what goes into planning a successful event. To help residents sharpen their skills, the City of 29 Palms is hosting an event planning and permitting workshop on March 14th at 5 p.m. The workshop will be held at City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road, and is open to all city residents, including event organizers, business owners, and nonprofit organizations. The event will include logistical guidance on event planning and tips on how to obtain necessary city permits. For more info, contact Community Events Coordinator Scott Klinkscales by phone at 760-367-7562. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
Roads will be closed in 29 Palms this week as the city's Public Works Department will be paving roads throughout town. Tomorrow and Wednesday, expect a closure on Indian Trail from Mesquite Springs Road to Adobe Road. The closures will occur from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. For further information, please call the City of 29 Palms Public Works Department at 760-367-ROAD. As the Morongo Basin becomes more popular as a place to live and visit, it makes sense that emergencies would become more frequent. Craig Bell, the operations chief of Morongo Basin Ambulance, spoke about which areas of our community have the most and least medical emergencies while he was a guest on the Z1077 Up Close show. Morongo Basin Ambulance is a nonprofit corporation that provides emergency ambulance services from Morongo Valley to Johnson Valley to Amboy, excluding Yucca Valley. Here's Chief Bell.
We're happy to have the area that we have and the community members that we have in our area.
Do you have an ambulance staged down on the western end of the Morongo Basin? We talked about on the east end, you're at Indian Cove, but...
The farther area, because it's such a rural community over we do have a higher time response standards that we need to, or that we're allowed to get down there. And so we don't have anybody staged down there specifically. And that's the reason why, is because it's a rural community. Just like we don't have anybody staged out in Amboy, you know, there's not very many calls that happen actually in Amboy. So same as Morongo Valley, there's maybe one call every day or two, but not really significant enough to where, compared to Joshua Tree, there's, you know, say 8 to 10 calls per day in Joshua Tree or in 29. You know, those are our busier areas.
Really? 8 or 10 a day?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You can hear their full conversation by listening to the Z1077 Up Close show as a podcast on Z1077FM.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The Z1077 Up Close show airs every Friday at 10 a.m. Registration is now open for Theater 29's award-winning Summer Youth Theater Program. The program is for young performers aged 7 through 17 and runs from June 24th through July 24th. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas has more on this popular summer function.
Theater 29's wildly successful Summer Youth Theater Program announces their 2024 program. Program Director Lisa Hodson shared that the program will run from June 24th through July 24th, 2024, culminating in four performances of Broadway musicals Seussical Kids and Seussical Junior on July 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. The Youth Theater Program and the performances will all be held at the Theater 29 Complex at 73637 Sullivan Road in 29 Palms. This year's Dr. Seuss-inspired program is split into two age groups, 7 to 10-year-old juniors and 11 to 17-year-old seniors, who will learn a wide variety of theatrical skills from auditioning to performance and everything in between for 5 weeks, Monday through Friday. The cost of the program is $60 per student. Scholarships are also available. Registration will open in March and will be available at theater29.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
And finally, the Basin-wide Foundation is preparing for its upcoming Golfing for Charity tournament. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more information about this year's event.
The 9th annual Golfing for Charity Scramble Tournament will be on Friday, April 5th, held at Hawks Landing Golf Club in Yucca Valley. Signups are now available for both golfers and local sponsors interested in helping the community. Tickets are $75 per golfer and include balls, golf, lunch, and a chance at prizes. Sponsorship contributions range from $75 to $1,000. The Basin-wide Foundation works to improve the quality of life within the high desert. They support student scholarships, as well as affiliate programs such as Dreams for Kids, the Youth Sports Park Coalition, and the Miracle League of the Desert. For more information about sponsoring or golfing in this year's tournament, call the Basin-wide Foundation at 760-365-7219. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.